And happy Father's Day to all the dads throughout HRN Nation, including jockey Jose Ortiz, who became a father for the third time last Friday evening, along with his beautiful wife, Taylor. They welcomed Nikolai, who is now number three on the list for the Ortiz family. And Jose is with me now here on HRRN. Jose, first of all, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. And I loved some of the pictures that the two of you shared on social media. What a night last Friday night, huh?
Yeah, it was amazing. And I mean, we are blessed. We have a healthy kid, and it just being happy.
You know, I heard in that clip from Norm Cassie, he referred to his father as his hero, and I guess that's something that every dad would love to hear. I know your kids are still very, very young, but they'll grow up fast, and you are trying to balance being one of the top jockeys in the country and be a father at the same time. How do you do it?
Well, as you know, Taylor rode, and it made it a lot easier for me. She understands what it takes. She knows it's going to take the morning, afternoons, handicapping at night. And she understands that, so that helped me a lot. But I try to keep it separate. When I get back to the house, I try to play as much as I can with them. And when I'm gone, so they watch me on TV, and they cheer from home.
What do they think of Dad riding horses for a living?
I think they are too young to understand yet. They only know I'm gonna ride the horses, but they don't understand the whole picture yet.
You know, I talked to Todd Pletcher a few weeks ago on my trainer talk show, and I asked him a similar question about, you know, balancing being a top trainer and trying to be a father and all those types of things. And he, much like you, he talked about his wife, Tracy, and how instrumental she has been in helping to make that easier. But he also regrets not always being there for some of the, you know, soccer games and things like that that he's had to miss out on because he's working. As the kids get older, is that something that's going to be hard for you, do you think, to not be there for some of the things that they're going to be doing?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. As a parent, you don't want to miss those kind of events. But unfortunately, in our job, you know, Saturday is a big day. So we cannot miss Saturday either. But yeah, I'm gonna be sad when that time comes. But it is what it is. And I'm going to try to make it as much as I can to you know, when I can, I'm going to make sure I go. So when I cannot go, I don't feel as bad. But, yeah, it'd be a little weird.
Talk with Jose Ortiz here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Again, welcomed Nikolai to the family last Friday. What a great name. Where did the name come from?
My wife. It was one of the – we make a list, and we keep making a short list. Take some names out, and he was the last man standing, that name. So, I mean, that's the one we both agree and we both like.
It was
my wife. My wife picked the names.
The other children, Leilani and Derek Jose, where did those names come from? Was that you or was that her too?
I picked the first two. I like Leilani. It's Hawaiian, and I mean, a beautiful flower, and she was beautiful, so it fits. And Derek, I always liked the name, and I knew when I had a boy I was gonna name him Derek, so I picked the first two, so it was her time to pick the third time.
If any of the children come to you one day and say, Dad, I want to be a jockey too, what do you tell them?
They can after they finish with school. As long as they finish school, they can go ahead and be jockeys for sure. I'm gonna support them in whatever they want to do, you know. Hopefully they go on and do something else because it's not easy. But I cannot tell them not to do it when I did it, you know. So, I mean, I guess the time will come and I'll let them decide whatever they want to do. And whatever they want to do, I'm going to be there to support them 100%, you know.
So many times when we talk about Jose Ortiz, we're talking about your older brother, Irad, too. And it's so great that the two of you get to, well, number one, work together, but live so close to each other. Does it help having the two families so close? Because Irad has his children, too. Does it help?
Yeah, it helps. The kids, they get along really, really well, and they play a lot when they're together. So it's great. I live around 2 minutes away from my house here. Sometimes it goes 2 or 3 weeks that we don't see each other, but they finally get together. Like now, going to Saratoga and stuff, it's gonna be great. They have a ton of fun when the six of them are together. I mean, the four of them, because Ira's little one don't know much, and my little one don't know much either. So when the four big ones get together, they had a ball. So it's been great for the family. My mom is here with us, helping us. I mean, can't get any better. We are super happy.
I remember sitting down with you and your brother for one of our Jock Talk programs we did years ago. We sat down at Saratoga, and the two of you were together with us. And was it your grandfather that was a big influence on you and your brother getting into racing, or was it your father?
My grandfather rode, and my uncle did too. But my father, he wanted to ride, but he couldn't because he was too heavy. But yeah, my father was a huge influence for us. He wanted us to be a jockey, you know.
Well, for whatever reason, it turned out wonderfully for you and for your brother. And yeah, I'm sure your dad very, very proud. And yeah, I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time spending time with the family on Father's Day weekend. I know you're working, but you'll get some time. And Jose, you're one of the classiest guys in the business and such a wonderful family man too. So all the best to you and to Taylor, and happy Father's Day, my friend. Appreciate you taking a little time.
Thank you, Mike. Happy Father's Day to everybody.